Module 2, 2D, Listening Skills. Exercise 2, page 22. You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B, or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1.
Mr. Deakins, we need to finalize the details for the work placements we're offering. This being our first foray into the area, I think we should make sure we have all the bases covered.
Which points are still outstanding? I thought we'd agreed on the major issues, the foremost of which was deciding where the applicants would be placed. So we've allocated the divisions that have the capacity and are suitable for incorporating each of them. We've also resolved the issue of who would be tasked with mentoring them while they're with us, and we've set the time scale for each of the placements.
Yes, we've done all that, but some finer points still need clarification.
Okay, but I don't think we need to go overboard with the preparation. If we stick too rigidly to the plan, we won't have the flexibility to adapt to any issues that might arise. After all, like you said, this is the first time we've done this, so we've got some learning to do. It won't be perfect. We mustn't try to run before we can walk.
Extract 2.
At this point in your studies, you should be thinking about preparing for the next step towards your future. By that, I mean finding a job. Even though you have a while to go before you complete your degrees, you need to be proactive and get your foot in the door. If you wait until you finish here, you could miss the boat, and in the fast-paced world of the jobs market, you really can't afford to do that. But don't worry, I'm here to help you. I'll show you where and how to look, and I'll give you tips on how to achieve a successful outcome. I remember when I was faced with the daunting task of leaving the confines and security of academia and navigating the minefield that lay in wait. I felt totally at sea, not knowing which way to turn. Thankfully, I had help from someone like me who pointed me in the right direction and helped me steer a course through it, and that's what I hope to do for you. I hope that what I say today will lessen the pressure you will feel and that each of you make it into your chosen field.
Extract 3.
What's that you're looking at?
It's a brochure from the community centre. It's got a list of all the evening classes they run. I didn't know they had such a wide range of courses. They've got everything from modern languages to flower arranging. I was looking for some DIY workshops. I want to do some remodelling, but I don't want it to cost an arm and a leg, which it would if I hired a tradesman. Plus, I want to do a decent job of it, so I need to learn some techniques. It should make it less time-consuming, not to mention saving on unnecessary exertion.
Okay, I can see the value in learning a foreign language or you wanting to improve your practical skills to save some money. But flower arranging? There are more worthwhile ways to spend both your time and money. Surely education of any form should be used to better oneself, and I just don't see how courses like flower arranging can do that, even if the results are quite artistic.